Getting into Across the Line, where we shine the light on the biggest rugby showcase in the world.
Very good morning to you, Shandor. Well, the Springboks take center stage. Latest from the camp is that the boys are fine-tuning ahead of the big Rugby World Cup game against Ireland in Paris. That's on Saturday evening. The Boks named their match 23 on Tuesday, and as expected, the reigning world champions went with their strongest available team for this big crunch game. The Irish will only name their team today, and it's expected that they will also name their strongest side, as was the case in the game against Romania and Tonga, respectively. And whilst the Boka will bring a lot of physicality, strong defence and lethal pace outside, their one major concern remains the lack of a reliable kicker from the tee. The fly-off Marnie Lubbock will take the kicking duties again, whilst Faf de Klerk will also step into the role if required. Lubbock, who is a truly explosive player with a certain X factor, conceded that his kicking at goal is something that he continues to work on.
Obviously, my whole game is going to be important, every part of it. If it is kicking, if it is kicking to post, if it is kicking out of hand, if it is attacking the ball in hand, every part of it is going to be important. So I'm just working hard on my basic skills. Obviously, kicking to poles, put a lot of work in it to get it right. But I'm just working on all it.
Well, the Irish are the world number ones for a good reason, and their consistency over the last few years has led them to being considered as the team to beat at the World Cup. They'll take a lot of confidence out of beating the Springboks in Dublin last year, whilst they did manage an historic series win against the All Blacks in New Zealand. Like the Springboks, their pack is something they take a tremendous amount of pride in, and they do believe that they can go toe-to-toe with the very best in the Boka. The Irish forwards coach, John Fogarty, who was here in Bloemfontein last year with the Ireland A team, that was for the Toyota Challenge, said that they won't be giving an inch.
We'd feel we're an incredibly fit group of forwards, very powerful group of forwards. We've had some unbelievably difficult games over the last couple of years. We obviously played the world champions in autumn in Dublin, and we went to New Zealand. We've had our ups and downs. We feel that we've developed as a group, and we're prepared for the weekend. It's going to be a battle, it's going to be a huge battle, but like I said, it's one that the group of players are feel ready for, regardless if it's 7-1 or 6-2.
Just a reminder again, Saturday's game at Stade de France kicks off at 9 in the evening. Last night, just to recap, Italy beat Uruguay 38-17. They go top of Pool A. Meanwhile, tonight at 9, the host nation France are going to be facing Namibia. That's in Pool A. A win for Le Bleu this evening will confirm their spot in the quarterfinals after wins against the All Blacks and Uruguay in their first two games. And that is your World Cup rugby report. I'll have your sports wrap in an hour's time. John Walland, OFM Sport.
Across the Line, shining the light on the biggest rugby showcase in the globe. Remember to catch the podcast online at ofm.co.za.